Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tallison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent, and you're listening to Grayson Ag Talk, the podcast by the Grayson County Office of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And welcome to your special edition quarantine episode of the podcast, where I try and help you find something to do that's ag-related and will help you to get through this inevitable two-week quarantine that we're all looking at. So I've been sitting in my office, and I'm trying to think about, man, what can I do to help people right now? Everything's serious. People are having to stay home, whatever. And then I thought about, what would I want if I was if I was in my room for 2 weeks? And the first thing that I would want probably is entertainment. And then the second thing that I would want is to grow something. So I'm going to kind of package that up and deliver it to you. I'm going to give you some entertainment about growing something. So following are a couple of things that I think you could do at home with whatever space you've got without having to move around too much. It'll give you something to do, and you'll be able to eat it when you're done. Before we dive too deep into this episode, if you haven't listened to the episode on container gardening, I highly suggest you do that now. It's going to go a lot more in depth on the techniques that you can do at home if you don't have a big garden. Not all of us have big gardens. Some of us just have porches or patios. So it's going to tell you how to do what I'm about to tell you to do. So the first thing that you're going to consider growing that will give you the quickest turnaround of being able to see it emerge and eat it, so you can actually do this in 3 to up to 14 days sometimes, is plant what's called microgreens. And what microgreens are is basically herbs that have been planted, and then you harvest them and eat them before they put out more leaves, when they still have lots of nutrients left over from that seed and their taste is a little more potent. Personally, they're not my first choice, but I've had them recently and they're pretty good. So, and in a time when, you know, people may or may not be able to get out too much, and you're just looking for something quick and something fresh, microgreens are an excellent choice. Basically, any herb that you can think of that you like to eat, you can get those seed packets, you can plant them in a very shallow container. We're talking like a half an inch deep. You water them until they emerge, and then once they emerge, you pluck them, you kind of wipe the dirt off, and then you can throw them in a salad, you can throw them on a soup. I've seen people throw them on burgers. Again, it's basically, they have the same taste as whatever plant that they are, the herbs that they are. It's a little more intense, and the nutrients are more dense there as well. So if you haven't had any fresh greens in a while and you're craving those, microherbs or microgreens are a great way to go. The next plant that you might consider would be lettuce. Some lettuces you can harvest in 45 days, or you can get leaf lettuce that you can harvest as you go. You just want to make sure as you're harvesting that you leave, you only take one or two leaves at a time from each plant. So you could potentially get harvestable greens a little bit quicker than 45 days. You will need some, either a grow light, which I know some people have grow lights that they use for seed starting or whatever else. Or you could, if you have a sunny spot on your patio, you can use that. Or if you've got a porch or something like that, lettuce will take more light than microgreens. Microgreens don't really take hardly any. They just need a little bit to kind of coax them up out of the ground sometimes. But lettuce will require a little bit of light. It'll be something fresh you can eat. It'll have a quick turnaround. I mean, you won't be able to, if the quarantine is 2 weeks and you plant your lettuce now, you won't be able really to harvest by the time that you're out of the self-induced quarantine. But it's something you can watch it grow. You can see progress. It's something that you can use to teach your kids about science, plant physiology. You can couple that with something, one of the resources that are being shared for free right now by lots of the companies who are, you know, trying really hard to help people. So lettuce would be another one. And then the most obvious one would be radishes. You know, some radishes you can harvest after 21 days. So you could plant it now, and then in 21 days, however many you planted, you could have that many radishes, the root crops. But the good thing about radishes is you can also eat their leaves. Their leaves are they're edible. You can use them in a salad. You can use them basically in any way that you would use spinach. I would suggest kind of mixing it in with some other fresh greens if you've got them. But you can make a salad out of just the radish plant, so that's always an option. And then the last one that I'm going to talk about, which is kind of on the same in the same field as like a microgreen, would be a bean sprout. It's the same idea. You plant the beans, you let them kind of just barely get up to the surface, and then you harvest them and you eat that little sprout. It'll be white. You'll see a root on one end and two little things that look like leaves on the other end. Those are called cotyledons. And their advantage is they're high in protein, they're low in fat, they've got vitamin C, they've got some iron, some folate. They're highly nutritious. You can fry them up with potatoes. You can do a lot of stuff with bean sprouts. And again, they'll probably take a little more time than some of the microgreens, not as long as the ones that take 2 weeks, but you know, 5, 6, 7 days, depending on which kind of bean you plant. And you can have, again, something that you planted and you grew it for, even if it's just a little while, even if it's just 5 days. And that's something that you can do. You get fresh food and you feel like you've accomplished something while you're stuck at home. I know I hate being stuck at home. So that's something that you can do. And then even as an adult, I know 4-H is putting out a lot of educational content for kids. I know they have live streams on Facebook every day. I know that agents in their individual counties are also coming up with some pretty fantastic material. So I would suggest looking for those. And it's counties all over the country. Every state that has an extension program has 4-H. They're all really trying to get information out there and help people through this. And then I guess the last thing is don't panic, because, you know, farmers are still working. They're still growing food. They're still doing what they do every single day for you and I, putting food on the table. So whenever this is done, you'll be able to go out and get a nice steak, get some ears of sweet corn, throw them on the grill, and then we'll celebrate in the summer when it's over with, and we'll have a great time. Thanks.